the fall of Iran, the rise of Mashiach, the final section, the practical application. The Rebbe always says you have to have a practical application of everything you learned. So based on everything we said from the Gemara, from Chazal, from the Sichas of the Rebbe, the Yaruz Dvash, all of these things that point all in the same direction. But what's the practical application? Right, to watch the news, what time Trump is going to bring down Paras, or the protest is going to bring down Paras. Because after all, the protesters who are protesting in Iran, if they will be successful, what are they protesting? They want freedom. They want freedom. They don't want fundamental Islam and Ayatollahs. They want the freedom of the West, which is, as we all know, that's Rome, Edom, etc. So one way or another, it's Rome that's bringing down Poros. But what's the practical application for you and me? So based on all this, the fall of Iran that we presently see in the headlines is A, it's the result of our avoidant toppling our spiritual Poros. In other words, that what we have done thus far to be serving Hashem, not for the sake of reward, but just because this is what we're supposed to do, and to do it with enthusiasm, especially Chassidim, and especially since Gimel Tammuz, this has been the kav that we're serving, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not, but this is what we've been doing. And B, an instruction. This is an instruction intended to arouse a similar and greater fall of Paras in our Avodah. Beginning in the months leading up to Gimel Tammuz, the world of Chabad Lubavitch was thrust into a new reality which demands revealing the inner desire, the rectified Rome, the rectified Edom, to fulfill the Rebbe's will without any of the rewards to which Hasidim had become accustomed. As we said, dollars and Kosher Brach and all of these prizes of Kedusha that the Rebbe gave to inspire the Hasidim. So since Gimel Tammuz, you don't see them, you have to be doing it because you want to fulfill Hashem's will, you want to do what the Rebbe wants, that's coming from you. In addition, the efforts to promote Kabbalah's Pen Mashiach in an oifen and miskabel, in a way that suits the intellect of the person you're speaking to, has only strengthened the aspect of the decree of the king, which the Gemara points to as the reasons for the fall of Paras. In other words, Kabbalah's Pen Mashiach, that's the idea of accepting the king, which is what we said we had from the Gemara, that's the reason for the fall of Paras. Add to this the awakening of Yidden of all backgrounds since the dreadful events of October 7th of 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and we can see how the present reality of a united front to weaken and perhaps bring down Islamic Iran, which is the fall of Paras in our days, is a result of the avoid of the Jewish people. As we said, he gave the world into their hearts, refers to how the world, what occurs in the world is what is occurring inside of us. But that's not the end of the story. As was mentioned, the Rebbe instructed us to draw a lesson from the fall of the ruler of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, in the Gulf War, that a Jew must bring about the fall of his inner bovel, his inner confusion in divine service. And quoting the Rebbe, the underlying purpose of the condition of bovel, of confusion in divine service, the underlying purpose of this is that every individual should master it. Hashem will help, but only help in this endeavor. So our own exertion is crucial, so that we will not benefit from the bread of shame, nama de kisufa, but rather we'll carry out our divine service on our own initiative, and in this manner become God's partner in creation. That the Rebbe said at the end of the Gulf War, Parshas Bo, Tavshinun Aleph. That was about Bovil, which was the enemy in those days was Iraq, which Rebbe said is Bovil. In our case, in our years now, the enemy is not Bovil, but Paras. And we explained above at great length, what does it mean, Paras? But the instruction is the same. We've come a long way since Tavshinun Aleph, and we must continue, not merely accepting Mashiach in concepts and in slogans, but in a deep and internalized manner. The way to Pnimius is through learning, this is the Rebbe said. And the Rebbe already revealed that the most direct path to the complete Geula is learning about the Geula and learning about Mashiach in Torah. This learning must be coupled with an Avoida that results both in an increasing emphasis on the King and a decreasing emphasis on my reward. What Chassidus calls Bittul. But not just the Bittul of Kabbalah soil, which can be dry, can be lifeless, Mamash Kabbalah soil, but bittul with the desire and enthusiasm of one who truly wants to perform the will of the king. as reflected in the world around us, that the Rome of our days is partnering with Israel to bring about the downfall of Paros, an instruction in Avodas Hashem to bring the true and complete Geula via Mashiach Tzidkenu. Yechi Adonainu Bereinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach L'Olam V'Od.